Of course, like when I was in elementary school, I wanted to be a veterinarian, but like what little kid doesn't want to be a veterinarian? And so when I was in middle school, my parents told me, and my career counselor told me that I really needed to start thinking of what I wanted to do. In middle school, you know, I was a little bit iffy, didn't know what, like wasn't 100% sure on what I wanted to do. And in eighth grade, we had a career counselor come in and just talking about all the different jobs and really getting us to think about what we wanted to do.
Getting students to really think about their futures takes a question-by-question approach, the kind of approach that choices and really good teachers and counselors take. You just heard a high school student named Warner. Next is James Hawkins, a middle school social studies and career teacher. Mr. Hawkins will be followed by Peggy Land, whom we know as we do Arisha Shelton.
Well, I guess a couple of the best questions I can think of is, have you thought about what you want to do in high school? Because I don't want them to jump and make that leap all the way to their career. And after talking to him about, well, you know, high school then leads into college, and then college then leads into your career. So I'll start out simple, little step first. Have you thought about high school? What do you want to do there? And I think that prepares them a little bit better for my next questions, which is, well, in college, what have you planned on doing? And it gets them thinking, well, I haven't really thought about it, just working on maybe my AA degree and then deciding then. I said, well, did you know you want to start working on your electives now, not when it's towards the end, and get them thinking about those electives that are going to actually have an impact on what they're going to do after high school and then college. And I think then that prepares them for the next question is, with all you're going to be doing for the next 8 years of your life after leaving middle school, what is it you want to do with your life? I mean, that not job, but what is it you want to do with your life? And by asking them what they want to do with their life, it sets them back a minute and they start to think. Some of them will say nothing. You know, I haven't really thought about it. And then a lot of others will say, well, I want to be an astronaut or something that's unattainable. And I think that's why the Choices program is so unique. It kind of makes them really think about it in a way that they haven't really thought about it. Like, what can they actually do with their lives after getting out? And what money will they make?
Of course, when you do the program with students, the money and outlook is the one they check first, because they want to know exactly how much money you're going to make doing this job. Although, let me also say that if I were in the classroom doing this with students, I would make sure that before we ever got this far, we would have done a pretend budget. And what it does is it says, you live alone, your apartment's going to cost you about $750 a month, and your this is going to cost this, and we show them how to compute their Social Security and take off 12.5% right to start with from what you make. Many students have no clue that you don't bring home what you make. And they have to use that salary from that job to see if they pay this and this and this and this, are they going to have any money at the end of the month?
Well, let's go on the program and research some of these things and find out what kind of education do you need. What are the qualifications in order to get into that job? And I always challenge them, well, research it. Research that and start taking stock in what you can do, what you want to do. Blend it all together with what you would like to make, what you'd be comfortably doing, and then start setting your goals towards that.
I think that Choices is all about conversation. It's all about connections. It's the students connecting to their futures. It's teachers and counselors connecting to the students. It's all about conversations, building relationships, really, is what it's about. It is, and it's a way for them to speak to us without saying a word, really is.